Yeah, that's recording there. So just for the benefit of people who can't make it, I'll just stick it up online and let them listen to what's going on. Is that all right? So look, I'm just here for 10 minutes. You've met Paul already anyway. Paul, this is your first year doing this. It's your 21st. So Paul has been working on this course for, I think it's 16 years now. This is year 16. That we've run the certificate and diploma course, and Paul's been there right from the start. This kind of moves it up to a new level. So there's two subjects that you have to do this term, and the good news is you only have to do one exam. So that's pretty good. So the subjects that you have to do are the practical credit management, which is a project, or I suppose to call it a mini thesis is probably the best way to describe it. And that's what Paul is going to help and guide you through the process. So, and the other subject then is the law. So it's credit management and insolvency law. And Paul Daly, who you know from old, he's looking after the law subject. So in terms of today, Paul's going to kick off now. And, you know, so if I start 10 minutes early, you can probably finish 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I'm sure nobody will complain. So I'll get that over. So that's the introduction. Paul will talk to you about the practical credit management. Then we take a break. Then, Paul.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you have your folders? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah,
I'm
there.
Thank
you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Paul and Paul. That's easy. So in terms of the schedule then, you only have a schedule for the law subject. So that's going to work the same as everything's worked up to now. Get your notes on a Monday, you know. And again, it works in the way of the diploma and not the certificate. So what happens in the diploma is you get an assignment for each module. So the short tests are gone. It's just an assignment now for each module. So you get your first set of notes and you get an assignment and you have 2 weeks to complete the assignment, etc. So you have four assignments to submit for law. And I know Paul has sample assignments to show you the kinds of things that you'll be doing. It's going to think now, you have to, you know, your head will hurt after this. So that's that.
Be more case studies, is it?
Yeah. But you see, because we're dealing with management. Hi, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. David. Yeah. Sorry.
See you again. How are you doing?
Yeah. This is Paul Nolan, he'll be your tutor on the.
Just trying to find the place.
And you're not alone. There's a few missing bodies now this morning. Just let you know as well, I've just hit record on this just for the benefit of the people who can't come today. So just in case you want to say something that's, you know, you're on the record. Yeah, and David's just doing the project. You'll be late on it afterwards. So welcome back. I'm sure they're getting up this morning, you think. Am I mad? So that's that. So and then you have return dates for the assignments and the same rules apply. You know, the real world catches up. If you have holidays or whatever, just let us know. What I have done is on the dates. Yeah, the revision workshop. So the revision workshop for law will be on the 13th January. I'm on the bottom of page 2 now. And this doesn't affect you there. And I'm putting the revision session for the 13th of January 2018 and the project submissions for that date as well. So when you're coming to the revision, you know, well, you won't be coming to it, but just to give you a date. So if we can get the project in by the 13th of January, the exams will be on the 27th of January. Now, one of the things that we spoke about, Paul, and did I write it down? Probably not. Oh, I did. We're planning, and it's an optional, Saturday of the 18th of November. And just particularly on the project, because there's so much work, sometimes people get bogged down a bit. And we just felt it might be a good idea just to halfway through when you've got so far, just to get back together again and have a look at it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So the 18th of November is the date we penciled in. I haven't booked a venue yet for it. So we might even do the boardroom in Baggot Street, depending on the numbers.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So if there's only a few, there's no point in paying a fortune for rooms here or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So
let me know. Give me a call on that when you're looking at it.
Yeah.
I'll try and sort something for you.
See if you can sneak us in there.
Yeah. Especially on a Saturday morning, it'll be
quieter. Yeah, that's the Conrad Hotel, the old Burlo. Yeah, the old one, thanks, appreciate that too. So that's the dates there. You know how the assignment works, that's that. Paul will give you details on that. There's all our contact details. So look, if you have any questions, queries, and even though, and I am not the expert on the project, and I would never, because Paul has been doing it all the years, I haven't done it. I give you guidance if you want it, but there's none to say that my guidance would be any good.
I'd be available anyway.
And Paul is available.
Anytime. Maybe not phone calls, we can prearrange phone calls, but send me an email and I always say I'll come back in 48 hours.
Yeah.
I might be, I won't come back in it, but I'll come back. So you'll get all the support you need. You won't be wanting for support.
And I'm there as well if you need me as well. But there's no. Well, there's nobody doing the next term, so you don't need to know about the June dates. So that's it, folks. What?
I am.
Oh, you're starting. Yeah, yeah. I've put in there at the bottom of page 4, just the May and June dates for the revision and the exams, just from a holiday perspective and all that kind of stuff. Just that you know what we're planning for that. So we are ahead. So what I'll do now. 5 minutes ahead of time, I'll hand you over to Paul to go through the project with you. When you're done, you're done. So take a break and then come back then at 12 o'clock and Paul then will give you your law thesis. So I'm going to stop this.